By the edge of a stream, a hairy mix of human and ape scoops water into its mouth. The primitive being stops, alert to its surroundings as it crouches in the shallow water. Hunching over, the hair-covered creature resumes drinking.
Life was given to us a billion years ago.
We soar over a forest.
What have we done with it?
A city skyline comes into view. In high speed, pedestrians and cars move about. Taiwanese flags billow in the wind. Traffic lights turn green and motorcycles speed off. Outside a building, a woman with short blonde hair gazes off. A man in a cowboy hat snaps his fingers.
Lucy, it's easy as pie. In and out, all done and dusted.
And why don't you do it yourself? And
the last thing the guy's expecting is a total 10 turning up to deliver the case. It'll blow his mind, come on.
What's in it?
The cowboy holds a silver briefcase.
Don't get paranoid on me, all right? You trust me, don't you?
In a club, the cowboy pours shots and Lucy drinks them. Outside the building, Lucy puts a hand on the cowboy's shoulder.
Richard, I really do like you, but I have to take care of myself right now.
Lucy turns to leave.
I don't know. I gotta concentrate on so many things.
Hey.
He stops her.
What are you doing?
I'm going home because I have exams on Monday. I have to shower and I have to study, okay?
You know what? The other day I was in this museum and you know what I found out?
What?
The first ever woman was named Lucy.
In a museum, the hairy primitive being sits inside a glass case outside the building.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Yeah. No.
I'll call you, okay?
Okay. I'll be honest with you. I can't deliver the case myself. I had a little falling out with the guy. It's nothing major, but if it's you, problem solved. You walk in there, you go up to the reception, you ask for Mr. Jiang to come down. He comes down, he takes the case, you flash him your prettiest smile, and bounce.
A mouse approaches a trap outside the building.
Look, you can even see the reception from here. Come on.
What's in the case?
I don't know. It's just some paperwork.
Yeah, let's see it then.
It's locked. And only Mr. Jiang has the code. I'm just a delivery boy.
Do you get paid to do this?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, how much?
Okay, we are negotiating now, or...
No. How much do you get paid? I want to know how much.
$1,000.
You get paid $1,000 for delivering paperwork? Really?
I don't know. It takes me 10 minutes, and they pay me a grant, and the rest is none of my business.
Well, it's none of my business either, I'll tell you that.
Listen.
What?
Richard pulls her back.
We split it down the middle. That's $500 for you and $500 for me.
Richard, I will call you.
Listen, it's the third time this week I'm showing up in the same hotel with the same cowboy hat.
Lucy puts his hat on her head.
Problem solved. Go. I'll wait for you. Go.
Lucy, honey, I've done this a dozen times. It's paperwork. It's probably just some designs they sweep so they can copy them. That's how it works in this country. Even my Stetson was made here. Look. It says so on the label, made in Taiwan.
She puts the hat on Richard's head.
So long, cowboy with the fake stick.
Baby, please.
He handcuffs her to the case.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm so sorry. I really need your help.
Stop it. Take this off me right now.
I can't.
Take this off me right now.
Mr. Jiang is the only one who has the key.
No.
All you have to do is go into the hotel and ask for him at the reception.
No, take it off me right now.
I'm so sorry. I really have no choice. The sooner you'll go in, the sooner you'll be back out.
I can't believe you did this to me.
I'll be right here. You have my word.
Your word isn't worth shit.
It's worth $500 up front.
He gives her money.
You're an asshole.
You're wonderful, huh?
Lucy steps past him. On a savanna, heat waves rise near a cheetah, and a gazelle walks with her baby. In Taiwan, a young attendant opens a glass door for Lucy, and she enters the hotel. Adjusting her short skirt, Lucy approaches a well-dressed man behind the front desk.
Miss, may I help you?
Yes. I'm here for, Mr. Jiang.
Yes.
On the savanna, the cheetah stalks its prey. In the hotel lobby, the young attendant watches Lucy.
Who should I say is here?
Richard?
The clerk holds a phone.
I'm not. Richard sent me.
张先生,你好. 这柜台有位女士要找您. What is your name?
No, Richard. Richard's, he's just looking for a place to park.
Outside, Richard steps up to a window and Lucy shoots him a look.
Mr. Jiang still wants to know your name.
On the savanna, the cheetah prowls.
Lucy?
Lucy what?
Just Lucy. If he could be quick, because I have to...
Just a second while I translate. 江先生，他说他叫做 Lucy， 他只愿意告诉我这么多而已。好的。Mr. Chang is on his way. Stay right here.
Can I sit?
Mr. Chang said you need to stay right here. I think it's better if you stay right here. Excuse me. Regent Hotel.
The cheetah focuses on its prey. Men in black suits with white shirts exit an elevator, and Lucy looks over. Striding among them, a suited man wears a deep purple shirt. Lucy gapes as he stares with a calm expression. On the savannah, two cheetahs stalk. A gazelle looks up from grazing. Outside the hotel, Richard flashes a thumbs up.
No!
Richard lurches as his blood splatters the window. The attendant runs to the front door. The cheetah chases the gazelle. The suited men surround Lucy. A hand places a roll of money on the desk. The clerk takes it and hides. The cheetah pursues the fleeing gazelle. The men drag Lucy into the elevator and the doors close. The cheetah catches its prey and carries the kill in its jaws. Lucy's feet hover above the floor as the men carry her down a hall.
Please, I don't know anything.
A maid emerges and immediately returns to a room. The purple-shirted henchman leads the group as Lucy struggles. He gestures to a man at a door, then enters a room with the rest of the group following. Lucy's captors throw her against a wall, and the lead henchman steps into another room. With a trembling expression, Lucy glances around the large suite. The lead henchman kicks a pair of twitching, bloody legs sprawled on the floor. Lucy pitches forward. Holding her mouth, she leans against a wall. The leader gestures at two men who grab her.
Please.
They push her into a seat. A henchman hands Lucy a handkerchief. She wipes her chin and the man steps away, a neck tattoo peeking out from his shirt collar. Stepping past the bloody legs, a man in a silvery suit walks into the main room of the suite. He wears protective goggles over his blood-spattered face. Staring at Lucy, he sighs and shakes his head. With red-soaked hands, he takes off his goggles and throws them to the floor. The lead henchman pours clear liquid from a bottle over the man's bloody hands.
Do you speak English?
The silver-suited man and his comrade look up.
También hablo poco español.
The silver-suited man shakes off his wet hands and wipes them with a towel.
저 여자 혼자 카운터에 있었습니다. 다른 놈도 처리했습니다.
이건 뭐야? 모르겠습니다. 저도 처음 보는 여자입니다. 자기 이름이
Lucy's eyes well with tears.
뭐? 루시.
Lucy, yes, I'm Lucy. This has just been a terrible mistake. I'm just supposed to deliver this case. If you lost the key, you don't have to chop off my hand. You can just cut the chain, okay?
The silver-suited man drops the hand towel.
Please. I'm begging you, please.
얘 뒤에다 앉혀라.
No, no.
Two henchmen drag Lucy around a desk and force her to sit. The silver-suited man takes a seat across from her. Dialing a phone, the man lifts the receiver to his ear. Setting down the receiver, the silver-suited man presses a button and turns the phone toward Lucy.
Hello, miss. I speak English. I translate for Mr. Zhang.
With tears streaking her face, Lucy leans close to the phone.
Please tell him that I haven't done anything. I don't know anything. It's all just a big mistake, okay? Please, please tell him that.
Yes, okay, okay. Hold on. 자기는 아무것도 안 했고 이건 다 오해랍니다.
Jang smokes a thin cigarette.
가방 안에 뭐가 들어있는지 아냐고 물어봐.
Mr. Zhang wants to know what's in the case.
No, I don't know what's in the case. Do you speak English or don't you speak English?
Yes, I do. I studied 1 year at International High School in New York.
Okay. Richard gave me the case to give to you. That's all I know. Okay, please tell him that.